I would like to call our regular meeting of the Planning and Land Use Commission to order at 5:32 PM. It is
6:32,
my apologies. It is Thursday, December 5th, 2024. We're calling this meeting to order. I would like to begin with roll call.
Right. Present at the town building is George A. Honer, Jamie Tuff, Jeff Whitney, club members, and Marie Hawkins is joining us by Zoom. And others present in the building are Jasmine Duncan and Colleen Thompson, and myself, Saline Roth, club clerk.
I would like to move to item one, adoption of the agenda.
I'll move to adopt the agenda.
I'll second that.
The adoption of the agenda is complete. We will now move to item two, open public comment. Is there any open public comment this evening?
I don't know, you might, I suppose, have them vote on that.
Oh,
on adoption of
the agenda. Yes, we do need a vote, but
we do need that.
The actual vote. We will move back to item one, adoption of the agenda. I am looking for a roll call vote. Dorje, aye.
Annie,
aye.
Yes, aye.
Marie?
Aye.
It passes. We will now move to two, open public comments. Is there any open public comments this evening? There are none. We will move to item three, approval of the minutes for our workshop meeting on October 3rd, 2024.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the meeting of October 24th.
We'll now move to roll call vote. George, aye.
Annie, aye.
Yes, aye.
Abstain.
Okay, we abstain. And I just want to, for the record, the agenda says that the October 3rd was a workshop meeting, but that's my error. It was a regular meeting. That is the minutes that we just approved.
Oh, okay. I was there, I guess. I don't know. Maybe not.
I think you were on vacation then.
Oh, okay. Right. That's what I thought.
We will now move to approval of the minutes for November 7th, 2024, public hearing and regular meeting.
I was there. I, Jenny, make a motion to approve the minutes of November 7th for public hearing and regular meeting.
I second.
We'll now move to roll call vote. George, aye.
Annie, aye.
Jeff,
aye.
The motion passes. The meeting minutes are accepted. We will now move on to item four, reports. We will start with correspondence. Do we have any correspondence?
None.
No correspondence. We will then move on to the building permit agent report. Colleen Thompson.
Okay, in November, there were four things. Two certificates of occupancy, one lot 430 Rimrock for Shiba Laganga on a residence, and one for lot 17 on Chemisa, Mike Maples, for a work stop slash garage. And then there was a solar electrical permit granted to Diane Pataki and Will Holloman on lots 135 Buchanan, and a garage slash workshop approved for Max Sensenbach at 339 Taylor. You might remember there was one for him previously, but it expired when we revised this plan. So just another fill round on that.
And that's all. Any questions?
Mm-hmm. With no questions, we will move on to procedural matters. During our January meeting, we will be re-upping the co-chair. Both of us will be considered co-chair as it is split now. So that will be part of the January meeting. We will also be looking into revising ordinance 85-3 to match changes to the subdivision ordinance. And that will likely be January. With that complete, we will move on to new business. Item 5, discussion and possible action regarding recommendation to the town council for approval of non-permanent conditional use permits and business license renewal for 2025.
I have a question. Why is Dave's Early's windmill on permanent?
Can I answer that?
Sure.
It's been there for years. It's a non-permanent conditional use permit, as opposed to a windmill like John Buchanan. We renew his cup every year. It's in the ordinance anyway. I mean, it's just a pond area in windmill, so I guess it's like more of a permanent structure type thing.
It's part-time maybe kind of like?
No. Well, it's sort of like the extra high fences on lot 54 and 55. That's kind of structural, and it has to be renewed every year. It predated my time, so I don't know the history of that kind of
thing. I just don't see why it's different than my windmill or John's windmill.
Whatever regulation went into 85-3 requiring windmills to have a non-permanent conditional use permit, which is the ordinance staff.
Your grandfather.
That's
why I hate your grandfather. I just
want to
be legal.
Jeff, if you want me to look up that part of 85-3 and send it to you,
it doesn't matter. It just seems funny to me that would be a temporary thing because it's real. That's real.
Just the way it is.
I guess.
So do you want me to summarize what's here, George?
I think it's fine as long as there's no further questions regarding the non-premises and non-premises renewals for 2025. I think we can take a motion to pass.
Make the move that we pass it on.
Well, I think the motion should be to recommend to the town council that they approve conditional use permit. And then the motion could be phrased that way.
Move that we recommend approval.
I'll second that.
Motion Jeff, second Janie. We'll now move to roll call vote. For Jane, aye.
Rainy, aye.
Jeff, aye.
Marie, aye. Aye.
The motion passes. We'll now move on to item 6, unfinished business, discussion and possible action regarding updates to land use application forms in order to align with changes in procedure and recent amendments, ordinances 85-3 and 95-6. This has been tabled. Do we have any new stuff? Then we can leave it tabled. I think that's it. I don't think there's a need for a closed meeting. I guess we're looking for a motion to adjourn.
We'll adjourn.
1 second. If you
We will close this meeting at 6:42 p.m.
I took longer to write down.
Next meeting. I think hopefully Susan did that. I think maybe
Ryan will be fine. Ryan could be back by